You're not going to get the people who don't want that flavor or that style. You're going to get the people that are attracted to that. And that allows you to magnetize the right people to you. It'll, you know, brand chemistry is about creating a heart-to-heart connection with your clients rather than that cerebral. If you're only connecting with people on like a brain, you know, price, logistics, facts and figures, they're just going to choose the more conveniently located or the cheaper option.
Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome back to another episode of Life After Corporate, my friend. And if you are new to our show, welcome home. This is the place to be where we give you the straight scoop on what it really takes to build a successful multiple six-figure business. And today we're talking about branding. It's a highly interpreted topic. Is it about your company name? Is it about your logo? Is it about your tagline? Or is it just more than that? And how do you approach establishing your brand when you first start out as a coach or consultant? And where does this belong in your long list of priorities as you dip your toe into the riptide of entrepreneurship? My guest today is Laura Beauparlant. Aside from being fascinated by her name, which means beautiful speaker in French, Laura happens to be a very established international speaker and also the author of the book Brand Chemistry. Laura is also the founder of Lab Creative and the creator of Brand Camp, where she works with ambitious and growth-minded entrepreneurs just like you to stand out from the crowd. Welcome to Life After Corporate, Laura Beauparlant.
Thanks for having me, Deb. I'm so happy to be here and that you know how to pronounce my last name.
Well, I'm sure you could say Boulanger too.
Exactly.
So French sisters from another mister, and my grandparents were from the Gaspé in Canada, where I know you're now residing. So tell us a little bit of your journey to creating a brand camp and brand chemistry and launching Lab Creative. Did you have a corporate job before you started your company?
I did, many years ago, actually. So Lab Creative is my second business. I launched into entrepreneurship after working in a corporate setting for about 5 or so years after college. I actually lived abroad for a number of years. I lived in London, England, and Copenhagen, Denmark. Got to know my roots. My dad is Danish, so I got to get to know my heritage. I had always had, so I went to design school. I studied as a graphic designer, worked in that capacity for many years for other people, but always struggled with kind of that sitting behind a desk, getting a design brief handed to me, but never interacting with clients and just kind of getting that brief and go, okay, go design something. And it just never really fit my personality to work in that capacity. But I learned so much about design and myself in that journey abroad. Then I moved back to Canada and I actually had trouble getting a job in my field. It was just an industry where if you didn't know somebody or if you weren't, you know, they just seemed to kind of, you moved around from the different design firms. And if you weren't in it almost right after college, it was really hard to get a job. So I was like, what do I do? I did manage to get a job. It was okay. It wasn't great. But in the meantime, I started kind of working on, you know, a side hustle, which I don't even think there was such a thing as a side hustle in the early 2000s. That term I don't think had been coined yet in the early 2000s. And so shortly before my wedding in 2004, I lost my job. And I'd already been starting this business designing custom wedding stationery. And I thought, well, what better time than right now to launch this business? And so I launched my first business, Laura K Design, in 2004 and had that for 12 years before I switched gears and started Lab Creative. So it's a bit of a, it's a long journey to get to here.
Well, you know, that's interesting too, and useful for the people listening to the show, because your first launch is not necessarily where you end up as an entrepreneur. Just following your passion and creating opportunity, whether it's a side hustle or the first business you launch, as you grow, as you evolve as a human being, and as your skills evolve, frequently you expand into a new direction. So it's great that you shared that. What prompted you to start a Lab Creative and a brand camp?
That's an interesting story, actually. So I was starting to already feel a little bit like, I always joke that I fell out of love with my wedding business. As much as I love and I love weddings, like I love nothing more than ripping up the dance floor at a wedding. I miss that right now. We haven't had any weddings in a few years, but I just was falling out of love with it. And I felt like I was meant for more and I wasn't really living up to my full potential, but it had fulfilled me for years. I was at the forefront of changing the design aesthetic in wedding stationery. I was featured, like I was well publicized and like all of those things. I did really well in that industry. And so in 2015, I had a major life event that changed everything. So 20 years earlier, I had been in a head-on collision with a drunk driver, and I'd been searching for a man who had held my hand and kept me conscious while I was trapped in my car. And at the 20th anniversary in 2015, I found him through a viral Facebook post.
Wow.
He lived like 30 minutes from me. So we met at a Starbucks for coffee, and I was in the media. I had like, it went around the world. Facebook interviewed me. Like it was a huge story. And then I crashed emotionally afterwards, like big time. It's kind of, you know, when they say you get like after your wedding, women go into a depression because you've spent this like maybe a year or two planning your wedding. Except I've been searching for this man for 20 years and talked about him extensively for many of those years. And I met him and it was amazing because I just wanted to say thank you. I think, you know, that to me was so important to share with him what that did for me, that, you know, just being there for me in that moment of great need. And then I started questioning everything. And then on the actual 20th anniversary, I was fighting with my printer to address somebody's wedding envelopes. And I looked at my clock and it was the exact time I was trapped in my car 20 years earlier.
Wow.
And I said, this is the last bleeping wedding invitation envelope I'm ever addressing. I filtered myself there for you. And it was. I fulfilled the contracts I had, but I was like, I can't, this is not who I am anymore. It fulfilled me for so long, but something needs to change. And that started me on, you know, a journey that went months down the road. I went to a leadership retreat. I did a lot of walking, a lot of introspection to really go into what do I want to do? And a coach started challenging me like, well, you know, what if you were to do more? What if you helped people with their messaging and positioning? You did more than designing for them, because I'd been working for businesses throughout this whole time. And I was like, no, that's what other people do, right? Other people do that. I'm not trained as a brand strategist. I'm not a writer. I'm not a, you know, like all these things, this, those limiting beliefs of like, I didn't go to school for that thing. How could I possibly call myself this? Was challenged. And I realized I do these things. In fact, in some ways, I might even do them better than other people. I just don't have a process that I've created. I've just kind of been figuring it out as I go. So with the help of a business coach, she helped me map out Brand Camp as it is today and really create this process that I can take entrepreneurs through to help them really understand fundamentally who they are and what they want their brand to be, so they can live it and breathe it and express it in everything they do with ease, right? Creating a brand shouldn't feel like you're pushing a boulder up a hill to live it. People always say to me, Laura, you're just so on brand. I'm like, because I've created a brand that is so easy for me to live every single day. So that was really the catalyst for creating Brand Camp. I closed Laura K Design and I launched Lab Creative, and I knew I wanted to have a team. I wanted it to be more than me, and I wanted to help entrepreneurs like me, right? Like I had been an entrepreneur for many years and I didn't have what I was creating for other people. And I wanted something that allowed entrepreneurs to own who they are, to express themselves deeply, and not just follow what everybody else is doing in their industry. And that's really been my core purpose.
There's so much richness in what you've just described, and I just want to pull out a few nuggets for the people who are watching or listening to this show today. And that is, once you have that realization, that discomfort, that gut reaction that like, ooh, I'm not happy with this anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. Then it's time for a pause, right? And you and I both came to this realization of entrepreneurship through a similar way, which is going on retreat.
Yeah.
You know, retreating, giving yourself the space to let go of the hustle bustle, the day to day, the monkey mind, the wild, crazy thoughts. So you went on retreat, and that's the place for insight and inspiration to emerge, because our minds are like hoarders' houses. You know, there's like so much junk that's been accumulated out there that there's no room. There's no room for insight or inspiration. So it's like clearing out the junk in order to see and feel into what's next. The other thing is that you got help.
Yeah.
That you worked with a coach, because sometimes it's like a heavy lift. It's like Sisyphus rolling that boulder up the hill when you're trying to launch a business on your own and you just don't have that experience. You know, you have not been here before. You are paving new ground for your future. And I know I've always had a coach. That's how you and I met. We're in the same cohort.
Yeah.
So whether you're just getting started and you're putting together your first program or your framework for your first program, or you're growing to seven or multiple seven figures, we all need a guide. And yeah. So, you know, bravo. So I wanted to highlight those two things: that you retreated, you looked for insight, you found a guide to help you build it. Now let's talk about brand chemistry, because I am in your description, you said something like branding is like baking. And that really spoke to me as well. I'm less of a baker and more of a chef.
Okay.
But I love that analogy of, you know, how you're using the chemistry of flavor, the chemistry of cooking to pull together the right ingredients. So tell us what it means to you.
Yeah. And I am more of a, well, I guess I like both, but if I had a default, it would definitely to bake something. And baking is more about the chemistry. Cooking, you can get away. You can play a little bit more with cooking. It's not that you can't with branding, but you know, if you get the chemistry wrong, like your whole cake or whatever you're making is going to, you know, be no good. So I like to describe your brand like a beautifully decorated cake, right? From the outside, it looks like this beautiful whole, but it's when you cut into that cake and you see the layers and all of the things, and then realize all of the ingredients it took to make that cake. And all those ingredients had to be put together in the right order, the right quantity, to create a cake that doesn't just look and smell great, but tastes amazing.
And it doesn't collapse.
And it doesn't collapse, right? And so if you were to imagine like your website and your logo are the icing and the sprinkles. Mm-hmm. But a brand that's all logo and website is going to lack substance, just like a cake that's all logo and website. So you've got to have the right ingredients, and you've got to have the right quantity of those in order to create a brand that really connects with you. And the reality is you're the secret ingredient. Most people think there's nothing unique about me, there's nothing special about me, but we all have that, right? So if you were to imagine that every one of your competitors, you're all just laid out like plain vanilla cupcakes at a bakery, how do you choose?
Right.
You're going to pick the one that's closest to you or the one that's cheapest because it's more convenient, right? But imagine if across the table, there's one that's like calling your name. It's, you know, got sprinkles on it. It's a cheesecake, you know, with cherry on top. It's got, you know, it's a spicy one. It's a chocolate. It's got some decoration that's calling your name. You're going to reach further and you're going to pay more for that. And when you get your branding right, that's what happens. People will look to you above everybody else. Then you're in a category of one, yeah. Right? You're that cupcake that stands out that people will flock to but the right people. You're not going to get the people who don't want that flavor or that style. you're going to get the people that are attracted to that. And that allows you to magnetize the right people to you. It'll, you know, brand chemistry is about creating a heart-to-heart connection with your clients rather than that cerebral. If you're only connecting with people on like a brain, you know, price, logistics, facts and figures, they're just going to choose the more conveniently located or the cheaper option. But if you connect with them on a deep level, you know, they will pay more and go further.
You know, it's so important, especially now with the great resignation and the number of people who are leaving corporate to start a coaching or consulting business with the attitude that if I build it, they will come, right? So it's like, oh, let me get a logo, a website, register my LLC. And it's just like, okay, I'm ready. Where are my clients? And it is a very crowded market. And how do people choose? So what are some of the ingredients? What are those juicy ingredients? And I know, you know, we as individuals are the secret sauce, but what are the ingredients in pulling together a powerful brand?
Well, the reality is it's really hard for us to find that secret ingredient of us ourselves. Mm-hmm. So even I hired somebody to help me with my branding when I created Lab Creative. I knew I was too close to it. I didn't have the perspective. We all need that outside perspective to understand, like, what do people see about me that's really special and unique, and how can we package that up? So for me, the really essential first part is to build the foundation of your brand. Before we design anything at Lab Creative, you have to go through Brand Camp. That's what that is all about. That gives you the confidence and clarity to understand, how can I stand out from every other coach and consultant out there? What's my unique process? Why are people going to come to me? Who's my audience? So it really allows you to tap into the magic of you, but also create a really powerful foundation and the language. It takes all of this messy stuff in your head going, well, I focus on this and I want to work with these people. And you end up just saying the same thing that everybody else is saying. So by going through Brand Camp, you get that foundation, but you get really clear on, this is how I show up in the world. This is how this brand speaks. This is how it, you know, talks, so that no matter who you're talking to on your website, on your social media, at a networking event, in a mastermind, you have clear and concise language that is memorable. People are like, ooh, I'm excited about this. Tell me more. You want to create language that isn't just like, oh, you're a coach and consultant. They're just going to blank out, right? As they look for the door. Oh, who else can I talk to you? But if you're really excited about what you're doing and you have a unique way that you talk about it, then people are going to start to pay more attention. So I'd rather people invest in that foundation and wait on a logo design and wait on, you know, just do a simple website, but with great language and great photography, right? Like that to me, I'd rather you not spend the money on design with us, but spend the money on the foundation, because that drives everything.
It does. And I'm also a Libra. So, you know, aesthetics are super important to me. So great. And I spent some time in between corporate gigs as a photographer. I studied photography in New York. So I think, you know, photography is so super important, the image that you're creating. And let's talk about brands as they grow. Because I think, you know, I look at my website, which is 6 years old, it's woefully out of date. And I look at the image of myself there and where I was at that point in time and what I was representing at that point in time. And I've evolved and changed.
Yeah.
And my audience has evolved and changed. So how often should we be relooking at our brand, refreshing our brand, even though, you know, we have a solid foundation? How does that foundation expand and grow with us as we grow?
Yeah, well, I say that your brand is a living, breathing thing. It will evolve just as we do. And in the 6 years since I created Lab Creative, the logo has remained the same. The colors have remained the same. But I've added some details. I've up-leveled our language, but it's all still based on the same idea of chemistry. And, you know, I've gotten some new photos and I've upgraded some different things, but it's an evolution. Some people need a revolution in their brand. They're like, this no longer works. I'm changing my business. I'm changing my audience. This doesn't align with me. That's when a brand needs a revolution. But more often than not, people just need to evolve something they've already created. And in the 6 years since I created Lab Creative, none of our clients have rebranded. they've added, right? They've upgraded, maybe like, oh, they've started a podcast, so we've designed that for them. They've written a book, so we've designed their book cover. They've launched a program, so we've created some, like, you know, a sister brand for this program. We're doing that for a client right now. So they've evolved their brand and maybe tweaked it, gotten some new photos. We've integrated some things, but nobody has had to do a massive overhaul because we got it so right in the beginning. And it could grow with them. And it just allowed them to evolve and grow into that. So Lab Creative fit me 6 years ago, although at the time that even felt like, maybe it felt like a stretch for me. So I try to create brands for people that aren't necessarily meeting them where they are right now, but where they want to go.
Oh, that's so powerful. I love that, Laura. So it's not the brand that represents where you are now. It's the brand that represents where you're going and where you're evolving to.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about the role of you as the entrepreneur in the brand, you know, talking to the clients who are, and people who are listening to us today. You know, how much of ourselves do we reveal through our stories? What is the importance of vulnerability? How vulnerable do we get? I know some of those, when you were talking about standing out with a powerful introduction, I know some of those just sound so markety, you know, where it's just like, oh my God, you practiced that in front of the mirror until you got it, you know, just smack dab perfect, but it just sounds so plastic. Yeah. You know, it sounds practiced. So how do you combine the authenticity with how you tell your story or how you make your introduction?
So let's go back to like how much of you, you know, I think there was a few questions in there. And I always say you need more of you than you think, right? Like people, even though my brand is bigger than just me, the photos of me on social media or the videos of me get way more engagement than any other post, you know, ever, because people want to connect with you, the business owner. So whenever I see a business where it's the proverbial we on the about page, there's stock photography, I can't find the name of the person who runs this business, I immediately lose trust. I question the integrity of this business. And most people are like, oh, well, I don't want to put myself out there. And I don't, it's like, that is part of entrepreneurship. You kind of have to do that. Even as an employee, you're kind of expected to have at least a LinkedIn profile and things like that. So you need to have more of you than you think. However, you also don't need to vomit your personal life all over social media, because that can hurt your business. I'm actually have a keynote called Branding Through Storytelling, How to Curate Your Vulnerability. And I've run it as a workshop because I believe that people are sabotaging their businesses by being overly vulnerable in a way that is taking people into their trauma, as opposed to getting the support they need for whatever is happening in their life offline, and then perhaps sharing the story of what happened when and if they're ready. So I have a philosophy. I heard this term many years ago that I live by, called teach from your scars, not from your wounds. So if every entrepreneur just takes that piece of advice, every story you're thinking of sharing in your business, is this still a gaping wound? Is this the time to tell the story? Is this my story to tell? Right? And will this story hurt somebody I care about? So those are the questions that I want people to ask themselves before sharing something. But people want to get to know you and the real you. So sharing those stories that have either a business relevance, or just let people kind of inside your world to see who you are as a whole human being, will make people connect with you and go, I just know I have to work with you. I've had people say that to me. They're like, I just knew I had to work with you. And they've been willing to pay more than they expected, more than other people quoted them, because they said, I had to work with you. And especially for coaches and consultants, you are the brand. You are the business. You are selling you. That can feel really uncomfortable for a lot of people, but that is the reality. Doesn't mean you have to share every bit about your world and your life, but you need people to see you as a real person beyond the service that you offer.
Yeah. And as someone who has more introverted tendencies, that was really hard for me too. But recently we've gone away from stock imagery on our lead pages and putting my face out there, which was a little bit uncomfortable, but that's what you're buying. And I think the vulnerability too, that sell from your scars, not your wounds. I think so much of marketing is aspirational, you know, showing people the way way to go, the path to get to their desires and where they want to be. And I was at a wedding a couple of weeks ago and nice. Got to kick it up on the dance floor. And one of the connections who was a prospect of mine in years past said, I have my side hustle, but I still haven't hit six figures yet. And I said to her, it was about 5 years in before I dialed it in to hit six figures. And she looked at me and she said, thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah.
Because there's so much hype out there in the marketplace of like, yes, you know, become a millionaire overnight. We should all be millionaires. Let's just follow this formula. And it's just not so. You know, the path to entrepreneurship is one of self-growth, self-understanding, self-development, understanding your market, understanding what lights you up and gives you joy, and where you can make the most impact. So it takes a while to find your lane. And I think that's the beauty of this podcast as well, and bringing on experts like you who share the real story, you know, the straight inside stories of what it takes to build an authentic brand, what it takes to grow past six figures and hit your first seven figures and all of that stuff. That's the holy grail of entrepreneurship, but sharing the authentic reality behind the scenes without hanging out your dirty laundry.
Exactly. Yes. You are allowed to still have a private life, and it doesn't mean you're hiding or but you don't have to share everything. There are parts of my life that they're not my business to share either. Right. And yeah. I think that's something to keep in mind. But I remember at the end of 2017, we'd had a tough year, you know, financially, in my business, like I kind of lost my focus on lead generation but I didn't share in the moment. But at the end of the year, I did a recap of like, what had transpired and what I had learned and how I had grown and kind of come out of things on the other end. And it was a really real, raw post, but it was coming from a place of like, here's what I could look back and share the kind of the good, the bad, and the ugly of what happened. And that post got more likes and comments and more feedback and like, oh my God, thank you so much for sharing this, because, you know, people can put you on a pedestal and think everything's perfect. And it just showed me when I write from a real place, not from a wounded place, but from a place of a scar, that maybe it didn't work out. And because I think a lot of the stories of rags to riches are like, this was terrible, and then I turned it into $1 million. That's sometimes things just don't work out, and maybe it opens up another door, but I try to be real that sometimes these things happen and you just have to be like, okay, that didn't work.
Right.
What am I doing next?
You know, resiliency, transparency, and also this stick-to-itiveness. You know, I teach a program called Standout Webinars, and I have delivered a webinar to one person. And, you know, and shown up and gave that person my all as if there were 100 people on the line. And so we don't let that have meaning. We just keep going and say, okay, I'll have some more, please. Let's figure out, dial in why that didn't work and do better next time. So let's just leave our listeners today with a process that they can go through, right? So what is... If you're first starting out, life after corporate is typically for entrepreneurs who have recently left corporate, or they're miserable in their jobs and they're thinking about leaving corporate. How do they get started with you? How would they approach branding themselves, branding their business? What's that look like?
Well, a great first step would even be to buy my book. So Brand Chemistry basically walks you through the entire Brand Camp process. And that's available on Amazon. It's, you know, $25 in the US, $30 in Canada. So you can get it on either channel. So that's a good place to start, especially if you're still in corporate and you're, you know, you just want to ease things into it. But if you've kind of launched and you're ready to really get going, I do have a group session of BrandCamp that is, you know, exactly for people kind of who want to be thought leaders in their industry and really stand out. So I have a few ways that people can work with me, but I do have a small group session that starts at the end of May for people that really want to accelerate and move quickly with building something powerful. And if you've maybe already built something in your business and you're a little bit further along, do a bit of a self audit. Take a look at what you're putting out into the world. Take a look at who else is playing in your sandbox. A lot of times we just like, I don't want to know who else is out there. But it's good to see. You'll start to notice we're using the same language. We're going after the same audience. We're using the same colors or fonts. Like if you were to put all of these brands side by side, none of them stand out, or one does stand out. Why does that stand out? What is it about what this person is saying or doing? Is it their photography? Just start to do a little bit of research and go, okay, am I reflecting myself? Am I showing up the way I want to show up? Is this really me? Or am I trying to fit into a box that has been kind of predetermined by my industry? So a self audit, if you've got something already, the book is a great place to start. And I do on our website, we have a page of resources, which is everything from color to consistency, you know, messaging, all of that. So there's tons of resources that could be found on our website as well.
And what's that website address?
Labcreative.ca.
Labcreative.ca. We'll put that in show notes as well as a link to your book. And yeah, you need to stand out in a crowded market. And if you have graduated from a coaching program where they gave you a website template, you know, there should be flashing red lights all around you. You know, you're going to look and sound just like everyone else in your category. So Laura, I'm super excited to have a conversation with you about my own brand refresh.
All right.
I have to address that this year. It is, I've let it go for far too long. And I'm super excited to share this podcast episode with our listeners. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Deb. This was an awesome conversation.
That's it for now, my friends. We will see you next week. Take care and go out there and get new clients. Let's do it. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.